Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And my friend Charles Lipson is joining us, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at the University of Chicago. Charles, let me welcome you in. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to associate myself with all the people who are ripping you.
I don't blame you. Well, I just did this thing. There's a Channel 5 reporter here that uses pronouns in her masthead at Twitter, and yesterday I reacted to that, and now I'm in a heap of trouble. But here's a point I did not make.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Can you guess mine?
Your pronouns?
Yeah, can you guess them?
They, them.
You got it.
Yeah,
hey,
there you go.
Hey, that's it. I used to go with the he, him, but I felt it was just too rigid.
It's too obvious, too. But no, this is a valid point that I want to make and get in here, and I think this is going to segue, Charles, quite nicely into Yuri Berliner and the thing that happened today. Look, if I'm supposed to, this is a news reporter anchor that's using woke pronouns in the masthead of Twitter, I'm supposed to put some trust into them as a media member, thinking that they're going to be fair? I'm sorry, I'm not. You know, especially when you're being that blatant about it. But let's talk about Yuri here. And this is Matt Taibbi a short time ago. Look, he comes out against NPR. He writes this stuff that, Charles, you and I have known for years. They chew on it in the legacy media. NPR suspends him. And then today he resigned. And this is Matt Taibbi reacting to all this.
This would be a pretty serious ethical problem at a private news network if you were making an elective decision to not cover a major news worthy event in the middle of a presidential election. But for a public broadcasting network, for national public radio to sit there and take taxpayer money and then make this decision is really extraordinary. And I think it sets them apart even from the other organizations we saw in the Twitter files that actively decided not to cover that story.
Yeah, and I think he's right about that. And here's Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Senator Johnson says defund them.
Doesn't shock me. It just shows you how grotesquely partisan NPR has become. And I would really question, you know, why is the federal government funding such a partisan institution? We shouldn't.
And Charles, as you know, Yuri Berliner said that he does not think that NPR should be defunded. Oh, au contraire. That's the only solution, is to defund NPR.
Mr. Berliner, tear down this wall.
Yes.
So I'll have an article coming out on this in Real Clear Politics tomorrow, anybody who's interested can just go to charleslipson.com. It'll be there for free, and you can sign up if you're interested. I'll be happy to just send you all my pieces. But it seems to me that there are two issues, not one, here, and I think Matt Taibbi nailed them. One is political bias. But let's assume, counterfactual, which is that NPR was not biased, which is not true. It's still a bad idea to have government-sponsored.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yes.
I do agree with that. Absolutely.
So why should we be having that at all? Now, there was a reason for having educational TV in the 1950s and 60s. That ended in 1970. And there was never educational radio. But now there's so many channels. If the government, which is spending $500 million a year on PBS and NPR, if they wanted to sponsor educational content, think of how much you could buy for $500 million.
A lot.
And just,
by the way, especially with rates these days, because as you know, the old media is not doing as well as the new media, but you can spread that money around and do a lot.
Absolutely. And the new president of the organization lied about the how much funding they get. She said, we get less than 1% of our funding from the federal government.
They say that all the time. They do.
Let me explain to the audience, because I decided I would look into it, because, I mean, you know, you could tell they were lying because their lips were moving. But the fact is, the way it works is that the U.S. Treasury sends money to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You probably see that sometimes on TV.
Absolutely.
And so forth.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's a private company that was set up, a nonprofit that was set up 50 years ago. They then give the money to local stations, local public TV stations, and the local public radio station. Then the local public radio station buys the content from NPR. So when you hear Morning Edition or any of these things, Fresh Air, they bought that. So that's money that then goes back to NPR. And a lot of it came from the government to begin with. So they were playing three-card Monty.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
With the very people. Now, remember, you and I, we're taxpayers. So when they're lying to the people who are paying for them.
So you talked about, do you know if her name is Catherine Maher or Catherine Maher? It's M-A-H-E-R. She's the CEO, right?
Oh, we're going to know how to pronounce that real well in the next few days.
I think we are. So look, she, Chris Rufo, who has really done a great job out there on Twitter with CRT and brought down Claudine Gay, et cetera. So he's pulling up some social media posts. Now, look, I will say this, but I want to put this in context because I'm not the biggest fan, and this is why I want to point this out. I'm not the biggest fan of going back into even a kid that's in college. He's playing college basketball, football. You go back when he was 15 years old, 16 years old. He says something stupid on Twitter, whatever.
Right.
But in this particular case, these are people at NPR who go back to Brett Kavanaugh when he was in high school and all this other crap, right? So she has a tweet from 2020. This isn't from 2010. This isn't from 2000. She calls Trump a deranged racist. She's got another post where she's wearing a Biden hat. She's got another one where she's daydreaming about hanging out with Kamala Harris. So this is the person involved in running this organization that is funded largely by the taxpayers. That's outrageous. And yeah, we're going to lose her name because she needs to go.
Well, she needs to go. But this is a systemic problem. And what Berliner said was that it's always been liberal. The New York Times was always liberal. But it's gotten much, much more partisan, ideological, pronouns, you know, the whole nine yards. And I think that's what the problem really is. It goes beyond, first of all, she was an adult, you know. It's like they always sort of depict Hunter Biden as somehow a child. He's not a child.
No.
You know, I mean, he's an adult, not a very mature one, I'll grant you, but he's an adult. And the fact is, I just find this is just part of the general collapse of media. Now, you're an opinion talk show. That's fine. And you're not being paid for by the public. public. You're being paid for by advertisers. That's fine. It's when they start using taxpayer money. That's not fine.
Look, there's no legitimate reason for NPR, PBS to get taxpayer dollars moving forward. They can compete with the rest of us, right?
I agree, and I actually don't think we should give them the bandwidth for free. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't have to pay for it in the same way that commercial stations have to pay for it or bid on it or whatever you might call it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.